Okay, we are on Tzadik. Today's Tzadik Gimel. That's Tzadik Gimel. We're on Tzadik Beis. We're at Beis, four lines from the bottom. Boimine Levi. Levi asked the following question. Again, we've been discussing blood from a carbon chatos that gets thrown onto, splattered onto clothing. There's a special din, a special mitzvah, but the clothing has to be washed and cleaned. The Big Day Kahuna has to be washed and cleaned. We can see the end of the dot today. Not necessarily the Big Day Kahuna, but any begotten. Anything. We're going to talk about, I don't remember if it's today or tomorrow, but we're going to get into that as well. Okay, but here we go. Boimene Levi. Levi asked the following question. Nitaj mibeged lebeged mahu. What's the story if the blood goes from beged number one and then splatters onto beged number two? Mibeged kama idchile lekiblus. When the blood goes on to beged number one, there is no din of kibus. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, one second, what does that mean? That means that once the dam falls on the beged, there can be no more zrika of that dam. Why? Because the halacha is, zrika can only take place when it comes from the animal's body into the kushare. If it's splattered onto a beged, and somehow you squeeze it out and put it into a kli sharet, you can't use that dam. Right? So, back to the Gemara. The beged kama, when it reaches the first beged, idchile, if it comes pushed off l'kibus, for purposes of washing, in other words, look at Rashi, idchile l'kibus, the garale minishpa menakli ala ritzpa v'asvo. This is worse than if the blood falls on the floor and you gather it up. And then it gets onto the beged. Why? The hasam over there. Kibar the kasher luzrika. Since that kasher fuzrika, roy laza karina be. That's called roy faza. However, ava ala beged, when it falls onto a beged first, the iskuke iskak lekibus, it becomes appropriate for kibus right now. It can no longer be used to sprinkle. Below kabinari rolaza, it's not right to sprinkle. Below boy kibbutz high achron. Then, when the blood falls on the second beged, maybe there's no din of kibbutz at all. Why? Because we said that the din of kibbutz is tied to whether or not the dam is right for hazah. When it's right for hazah, there's a din of kibbutz. When it's right for hazah, I have to wash it. So when it hits the first beged, no question, I have to wash it. I can't sprinkle that anymore. Now when it hits beged number one and pops onto beged number two, this blood's no longer roy for zrika. Do I have to wash it now? That's the Gemara's question. That's Levi's question. Okay? Oh, Dilma lo, or maybe not. Maybe not. Amale, zu shaila, ton kibus bimanafsha. This shaila, yes, the shaila, no matter what you require kibus. E osvo the kosher, if it's possible to gather up this dam. Somehow, gather it up. Right? High kosher. Then it's for sure kosher. Then it for sure requires kibbutz. Right? In other words, if you can somehow get it off the beged rishon and use it, that's kosher dam. If it's kosher dam, falls on beged sheni, it will require kibbutz. Now, the e osvo upasol, if you're going to gather it up and it's going to be possible, which is the conventional pshat, that's the standard halacha, ana, says Rebbe, ana, who's talking here? Rebbe's talking. How do you know Rebbe's talking? Ana, I, Rabbi Akiva Svirule. I hold like Rabbi Akiva. Who's I? I think it's Rebbe. It's Rebbe. Right? How do you know that he asked Rebbe? It's a different gear to that. Boy, many lazy, may Rebbe. Lazy asked Rebbe. Rebbe answers back, I Rabbi Akiva Svirule. I hold like Rabbi Akiva, which we're going to have in the next 45 minutes. The Amar who says, Ha'isilo Shas HaKosher, if the dam was ever kosher, if there was ever was a minute when it was kosher, in other words, the animal that was shechted was fine. Everything was fine. As opposed to it was something not fine. but it was fine. Now what happened? It spilled onto Begadim. There's nothing wrong with this dam inherently. V'nipsala, and then it got pasul. Dama ta'an kibud. Right? V'nipsala dama, somehow the blood became pasul. Ta'an kibud. You require kibud anyway. Okay, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. Later on, right? As a matter of fact, the Zivchei Ephraim points out that we don't even hold like Rabbi Akiva is not even mentioned in the Mishnah. I don't think he's mentioned in the Mishnah. We don't even hold like him. Rebbe made an amazing shows you what kind of person Rebbe was. He held like Rabbi Akiva that what? That as long as there's a moment of kosher, the dam requires kibbutz, even though by the time the dam hits baggage number two, it's no longer roy. But it was once roy. That's the minority. Nobody holds like that. So Rebbe says, I have the whole like that. I have the whole like that. I'm not putting it in the Mishnah. You know why? Because I know it's the minority opinion, even though he's writing the Mishnah, right? I'm blessed. That's kind of Rebbe was. Okay. Good. Good question. Easy. That was the easy one. Next one's not easy. What were we doing? What? No, we do have an answer. He said, I hold. We monoshach, I hold you do. Because I hold like Rebbe Akiva. If you don't hold like Rebbe Akiva, in a chanami you would not. Right? Since the whole of Rabbi Akiva, to me, it's not a kasha. Ein lechinami. Now we're going to have other ricocheting questions. Boy mene rami bar chama merav chista. Nitaz al beged tame mahu. What if it goes onto a beged tame? What do you mean a beged tame? Look at Rashi, top right. Vinitma binigiyaso bo. The dam becomes tame by hitting the beged. The beged was tame, and the dam becomes tame by hitting the beged. Nihavi dam pasul. Is this considered dam pasul? Ki'ilu nitma kodem l'chein? Do we view this dam as always being pasul? V'lo boy kibbutz, and then therefore there will be no laundry. Why no laundry? Because the halacha is laundry only applies if the blood is good. The blood was fine. What happened? It hit a beged. Beged happens to be pasul, tame, turns the dam tame. Do we backdate this tuma? Do we do that? Why should we do that? We're going to have to hold the amud now. Why we should do that? Oh, Dilma, or maybe in the top line of Rashi, Kivan de ba'idna de nafal aleha akati kosher. Wait a minute. At the moment that the dam fell on top of the beged, the dam was kosher. Right? The have a pasul dam the ti'inas kibus lebeged. The requirement of laundry and the psul of the dam happen at the same instant. When do they happen? As soon as it hits the beged. Again, why should we have a havmin at the back date to say that the dam is psul, is tame, before it actually touches the beged? That's we're going to have that in 5 minutes. But you hear this? That's why we're reading this Rashi inside. He's so clear, crystal clear. That's the kasha. The kasha is, the dam is fine. It hits a beged. Beged tame. It makes the dam tame. The dam becomes tame at the same second that it hits the beged. That's the normal conventional way of looking at things. We're going to have now, not so simple. Maybe it becomes tame when it reaches the airspace of the beged. Why? You'll see why. That's the shaila. If that's true, it becomes tame before it hits the beged. If it becomes tame before it hits the beged, it was possible before it hits the beged, and therefore there is no kibbutz, no din of kibbutz. That's the Gemara Shat Safek. Okay? No, then you're not allowed to wear it. But what are the two issues? Yeah. Right, so they go hand in hand. If the blood's rife, it's rika, you require kibbutz. There's a special din. It's a special din that the begadim has. We learned the other day, one day last week, if the begadim get dirty, you're not allowed to use them. Why? Because there's no poverty in the Beit HaMikdash. No, you don't walk around wearing dirty clothes. This dirt was part of the avoda. It was l'sheva. That's why if it's kosher roi with rika blood, there's a special thing. This beged you clean. Every other beged, use it for the wicks of the menorah. All junk. This is different. So the question is, well, when is it different? What if it's possible? What if it's coming? That's what we're doing here. So if the dam is tamei, if the bag is tamei, makes the dam tamei, what's the story? What? Right, the question is, do you wash it or do you throw it out? Now, daf agah. What? Right, since it was dam that's used for the avodah, the rules might be different. Because where you wash it, how you're going to get to that. How you wash it with seven soaps, we're going to get to that. Daf agah, even though, in the third line of Rashi, the haisalo shasa kosher, even though this dam did have a moment of kashrus, shmamina chasavar, that what? That having a moment of kashrus doesn't make a difference. Umihu, hecha de patzel dam, utfilas beged, boin keechad, with a patzel dam, and the tfilas beged, boin keechad, miboyle, hachi, mi amrina, hani mili de psula, in damatan kiva. In other words, we're going to have a havamina, that we should backdate the moment of Tumah. Therefore, the Tumah and the requirement of Kibbutz do not go hand in hand. Therefore, if that's true, once the Dam becomes Tameh, it's Pussel. When it hits the Beged, that's already a second later. Therefore, the Beged will not require Kibbutz because it comes from Dam Pussel. That's the Gemara Safek. Amar of Huna, Bridge of Yeshua. So Huna says to Yeshua, since you're asking me this question, Shmamina, you must agree, that Haisel Oshasa kosher, that if it was once upon a time kosher, which this dam was, why? What's wrong with this dam? It's fine, perfectly fine. The Nifsila, and then it becomes pasul later, Ein Dama Toin Kibbutz. Right? Oh, I'm sorry. That was the next Rashi. Since you hold this way, Ein Dama Toin Kibbutz. The blood does not require kibbutz. Let's look at the next Rashi there. Second line, all of it to end. Michlal, the pshitale. It's obvious to him, binitma kodem lechein, that if it got tamei beforehand, lo boy kibbutz. It would not require laundry. Why not? That's what we're saying. The afal gaf, even though, the haisel oshasa kosher. Shmamina, kasavar, right? Umiyu, hechad the pasal dam, utfilas beged, boy keechad, if the psul and the psul of what? The psul of the dam. And the requirement to be tovel the beged, boin ke'echad, come at the same moment, mi boi alehachi, that's the shayla. Mi amrinan, hani mi the psul is dam toin kibbutz. Okay. So, again, shmamina, it's clear from here, haisel lo shasa kosher, if it had a moment of kashrut, right? The nifsala, and then it becomes puzzle for some reason, ein Dama Ton Kibbutz. Right? It would not require Kibbutz. Hani Mili. That's true. B'zeh achar zeh. Where it happens one after the other. Abel b'bas achas. But if it happens at the same moment, lo, no. O dilma, or maybe, lo shna, there's no difference. Right? There's no difference whether the dam becomes puzzled beforehand, or at the same moment, it doesn't make a difference. In both cases, there's no kibbutz. That's the question. You got the question down? Good. Amale, ready for this one? Plumsa, the Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbanon. It's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon. Aliba the Rabba, according to Rabba, who would become a tyrant of Abaya. But Abaya answered the kashya. What's that about for? What is all that? Here we go. You ready for this? The Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Omer. You have a woman who requires sprinkling of the Para Aduma. She's also a Nida. So does the fact that she's a Nida make the sprinkling of the Para Aduma worse? There's nothing to do with each other. Happens to be, she's going to go to the mikvah once, which will pass it both. She'll go to the mikvah because she's a Nida. It'll also satisfy her requirement to go to the mitzvah for a time it makes. But the sprinkling of the paraduma on her has nothing to do with the fact whether she's a nida or not. Even though, when the sprinkling comes on her, it's going to make the water tummy. Why? Because she's a nida. Right? The water from the paraduma is going to hit her, it's going to make the water tummy. The answer is, so what? Right? Titania, Rebeleza Omer, Nechatas, You have par aduma water. Mechatas. Shenitmu. It became tame somehow. Right? Mitarin. It's still tahar. Why? Shahari nida mazin alel. Because we'll see, in other words, now, the Tosas points out, we learned all these crazy chumras that we do to make sure that the par aduma water doesn't become tame. Right? We have a sweet stone, and we put the tin on the... everything that no one should become tame. The Tosas points out, that's only before you make it. Once you make it, go before the concoction is made. Once it's made, and it becomes tame somehow, it doesn't make a difference. It's fine. Why? Shahari needs a matan aleha, because we'll sprinkle mei chata on a nida, right? Rashi, matan aleha, shahari nida, shenitma b'me, that became tame mei, matan aleha, we'll sprinkle it on her, lifnei tevilas nidasa, before she goes to the mikvah to become a nida, v'tobeles l'shtei hatumos b'tvila achas, and these two tefillas, she'll go to the mikvah one time for two different issues, to get rid of her nidus and to get rid of her tumah. Shalom atina b'torah. We never find in the Torah shehuz ki kol litvol v'nidasa tchila. She has to go to the mikvah to be come out of her nida first, v'lekabel hazah, and to accept hazah u'kvitayra kishatitvol, and then she'll become tari afterwards. V'yesh kan raya. You have a raya from here. L'mei chatos, that mei chatos water shenitmu, that becomes tamei kodim hazaasan, before the sprinkling. Kedim afarish Rabba, like Rabba says, but like Rabba's going to say in a minute. Okay? But Omar Rabba, and Rabba said, Rabbi Elazar, who just said this statement, that what? That it's okay for Tumah, but it's okay for Mechatas water to become Tameh. Why? Because we sprinkle Anita. Therefore what? And Anita's Tameh, so what? Anita's Tameh because she's Anita, and we still use the water on her. That's a raya, if my mechatas becomes tamei, I can still use it, because I can use it on Anita. How does that connect? Because you got to throw in our Rabbi Akiva Shita. Amaraba, Rabbi Lazar, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabba Amra. Rabbi Lazar, suppose that Beshitas Rabbi Akiva. The Amra who says, Haveres Kli Agave Makom Tamei, Kimunach Tamei. If I'm passing over a Kli, over a Makom Tamei, it's as if it's stationary. Right? Therefore, when the dam reaches the airspace of, not the dam, the mechatas reaches the airspace of the nida, it becomes already tame. Why? Because the airspace is enough. Rabbi Akiva holds that. If I'm just passing over something, and it's as if it's stationary. So what do you see? The airspace alone makes tumah. That's called tumah ohel. Right? The airspace makes tumah. So the tumah, the mechatas becomes tameh before it hits the nida. Why? Because it reaches the airspace of the nida before it reaches her clothing, her body, right? In the airspace, it's ready on her lap. It's about to hit her, right? It becomes tameh then. And what? The halacha is, it's matar her. So what do you see? Tumah comes before the hazah, and it's fine. Now, would we see Rabbi Akiva say this? The Tanya, the Tanan. Hayomeid chutzatanor. If someone's behind an oven, the sheretz betanor, and there's a sheretz in the oven, right? Behoshit yado lechalon, and you stick your hand into the window, the natal es halagin, and you take some kind of jug in the right, the vira piatanor, and you pass it over the jug, over the mouth of the oven. Right? Rabbi Akiva Matameh. Rabbi Akiva says it's Tameh. Right? And by the way, Rashi points out, what's it mean, but not the Talagin? Look at Rashi, it's way down. It's almost halfway down at least. Rashi says, Lagin, so Mechata. It's a jug of Mechata. Uba Mesechus Paratin in law. Umailahi Mechata. It's a Chumra of Mechata. Rabbi Akiva says, it is a big Chumra. I wouldn't say it in other places, but Mechata I say it. So what do you see from here? That when the mechatas is passing over a tuma area, it's in your hand. You're holding the jug of mechatas. It becomes tame. Why? Because he holds, Rabbi Akiva, that movement over an airspace is viewed as if it's munach, as if it's resting, and it becomes tame. So too, the mechatzus is hitting the nida, but before it hits the nida, it gets into her airspace. It becomes tummy. And what? And yet, it's mitar him. Right? It's mitar her. So what do you see? Now, keep on going. V'chacham mitar. The chacham say it's fine. U'baha pligi, and this is what they're arguing. Zirbi kiva savar munach kimunach tummy. V'rabbanan savri lav kimunach tummy. Okay? Now, remember we said that we had a shayla. What's the story when Dan hits the beged? That's tummy. Right? What's the story when Dan hits the beged? And we said, well, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon. According to Rabba, the way Abai asked it. And here's Abai's question. The way Abai answered it. Eisvei Abai. One second. So, right? Okay. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Akiva his Rebbe. Therefore, that what? That sprinkling on a nida is matar her, right? Right? Even though the water gets tummy before it reaches her body in the airspace, nevertheless, a second later when it hits her body, it's matar her. Okay? Eise Abaya. Abaya, wait a minute. Moda Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva admits Bahaza Shehevira Al Gabe Klicheres Tame, right? Rabbi Akiva admits that if it's Hazah, he says it's this, that if you have this jug in your hand and you're moving your hand over the Tanur, Rabbi Akiva holds his Tumah. No question about it. Why? Because he holds it to Munach. However, Rabbi Akiva admits by sprinkling Shehevira Agave Klicheres Tamei, or Agave Mishkav Moshev Tamei, whether it's a Klicheres or it's some kind of bed, right? Mishkav Moshev, a bed or a couch, right? Shehita Ora, of course that's Tahar, right? Sheilach Adavar Matamba Lamaila, Sheilamata, there's nothing that Mitame Tumas Ohel. Lamaila means Tumas Ohel. Lamata means Tumas touching. There's nothing that makes something Tame, Tumas Ohel, the way touching makes Tame. Ella, what? Kezayis min hamez, except for a Kezayis of a mez. Ushar kol hamalin, any other thing that has Tumas Ohel, like a stone from that has Tarath on it, right? What do you see from all that? According to Rabbi Akiva, not other Tumas, Tumas Avir, right? Therefore, right? Don't tell me that the water of a Mechata becomes Tame when it reaches the airspace. There's no din like that. Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree to that. Right? What did Rabbi Akiva say? It's the specific cases of Tumas Ohel. When the water reaches her airspace, it's Matamaher, Tumas Ohel? Nobody holds like that. Even Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that. Okay? Ella.
Where am I?
Ella, Amar Abaya. The Kuli Amma, Lav Kamunas Dami. No, nobody holds from that. Bahaka, Bahaka Miflagi. So why does Rabbi Akiva say his din that the Tumah is, that when you pass the jug over the oven, it's coming? Why? Because the Rekiva Savar, Gazrinan Shema Yanua. Or maybe you'll put it down. And if you put it down, there'll for sure be Tuma. So he's so machmir. The author is passing over. Atu, you're going to put it down. Rabbanan Savri, Lo Gazrinan. I'm not going to that. That's why Rekiva held the jug is Tame. That has nothing to do with sprinkling. You hear? That has nothing to do with sprinkling. We're afraid of a whole different chashash. They tried to bring, tried to compare, just like Rabbi Akiva held, if you pass over the airspace, passing over the, your tummy, why? Because Munach, so too sprinkling. No, you can't compare them. That's a special zera. He's afraid you're going to put it down. Don't go there. Don't go down that. Don't go down that street. Go down the other street. Why? You go down that street, maybe you'll stop. Go down the other street. Umod Rabbi Akiva Bazaar, Rabbi Akiva, of course Rabbi Akiva agrees by sprinkling, Kiva the nafak nafak. Once it leaves your hand and you sprinkled it, it's gone. What kind of zera is there? There's no zera. You hear? Milot. Okay? Good? So far so good? Okay. Now, if that's all true, right, Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbanon, the Maid Kamiflagi, then what are Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon arguing about? Right? Rabbi Elazar held that back up on top, he said, Mechatas Shnit Mu'u Mitarin. Mechatas that became Tameh still works. Why? Because it works by Anita. Why? Because the whole Rabbi Kiva's whole thing. We rejected all that. So and the Chachamim held? The Chachamim held? Not like that. Right? Right? It's not a raya. It's not a raya to our question about blood falling on a beged that's tummy, whether it comes at the same time or not. Rabbi Eliezer said it's the same exact thing. Rabbanan said, no, it's not. Now, we rejected that whole thing. So what's Rabbi Eliezer talking about? What's Rabbi Eliezer talking about? Ella Amar Abaya, Bidonin Tumah Kiduma, Mituma Ba'osa Shakam Iflagi. They're arguing about whether you backdate Tumah or not. Okay? Mar Savar Donin, Mar Savar ain't Donin. Rabbi Eliezer says we do that, we backdate it. Why do we backdate it? So once you have Mar Savar Donin, Mar Savar ain't Donin. Look at Rashi. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines for the lines are wide. You see it? Ulagabe nitas dam chatas ala beged tamei. The issue that we've been discussing. Where the dam falls on a beged tamei, the bail on the el, we asked before, nami plugsa derbelezer rabbananu. Derbelezer ain't ton kibbutz. Rather said, it does not require laundry. Why not? The tumma b'shas nefila, because tumma which comes at the moment of falling on the beged, again, we've rejected this whole thing of tumma in airspace. That doesn't apply by sprinkling, right? Remember, right? We rejected all that. What did we say? Nothing to do with that. Therefore, however, Tumah b'shas nefila ketubah shelifnei nefila derabanan lo dami ahadadi. Derabanan don't say that. Okay, that's the machlokas. What's the svar behind it? I'm not sure. Why would the Rabbi Elazar hold that? I don't know. You following what's going on? As this Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, "Vaha de kamrina liba de rabba with the refarik abaya." Right? We started off by saying we asked the question. Rav Chista, I'm sorry, Rav Chama asked Rav Chista the following question: what's the story if Dom hits a baghead and the baghead's coming? Right? So he has that kasha is the machlokas between Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan. According to Rava, do I abaya interpret it? What? It's an abaya. It's not a rabba at all. So what do you mean to see Rabba for? So Rashi says, long reina, leave it to Abaya, the Harabba lay say, there's no Rabba here. Mishom, Abaya Talmidu Haya, Abaya was his Talmid, below Nitak, below Nechalek Olav, Eladon Lefanov, Tzirgim Adavar Lefanov Mahodulo. Abaya, Rabba said something, and then Abaya came along with a kasha. So what Rashi's saying is, yeah, Rabba was Maskia. Rabba uses Rebbe, put over the Shir, Abaya asked a good question, Rabba says, you know what, you're right. That's the rabbi's in there. Just you know that he's masked as Abaya, even though it's nothing to do with rabbi anymore. Okay, that's one answer. That's a bias answer. Rava Omar ain't done in. No, don't such a din like that. Backdating tumah, din like that. Bahaka bahaka b'flugi. Here's what's going on. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Rabbi Eliezer hold Hazaa Tzricha Shir. That Hazaa we have this already. Also, Hazaa requires a Shir. And umit starfin lahazos, and we combine sprinklings. Therefore what? When you sprinkle the nida one time, there's no shear. Sprinkle her again, there's no shear. Sprinkle her a third time. Oh, now the shear's coming. Right? Now the shear's coming. The rabbanon savri hazal ain't shmicha shear. The Rabbanon hold there is no shear. Therefore, according to the Rabbanon, So according to Rabbi Elazar, when the water hits her, the water becomes tummy. Why? Because she's an Eidah. Even though it's being retired. But it's not a shear, it's too small. Then another hits her, some other one hits her. Finally, it's ready to shear. Now that sanitizes everything that happened beforehand. First, the first one was erased the Torah again. The Rabbanah, the whole Rabbanah ain't three hashir. There is no shear. Therefore, the minute the first drop hits her, she's tar. Okay? And therefore what? The Tumas Mechatos and the Tahira of mace come at the exact same moment. Okay? Okay. By the way, some say according to this, in a Hanami, according to this, it doesn't have to be a needle. It can be any time of mace. Any time of mace, same thing. The guy's tummy, right? How are you getting it out of tummy? The minute the drop hits it, it makes tummy. The answer is A, you don't need a shear, or B, it's mitzvah. And then after retroactively, okay. So why do we pick a Nida? Because a Nida has other chumras. That what? Why is it the best thing? Right. You have other chumras that you don't need. A Nida is tummy if she sits on something. If she sits on something. Tummy mate's not. Okay, fine. Very good. Excellent. Okay? That was not easy. Gemara. Think so? Okay. Next. Nah, it looks like it's not hard. Next.
We have 10 minutes.
Next. Chatas Pesula. What was that about? That if it's a chatas pasul, it doesn't require, the Mishnah said this. If it's a chatas that's pasul, it doesn't require, you keep it, right? Tana Rabbanan. It says, mi dama, mi dam kshere, von tabzula. Only, mi dama is a miyat, only from a dam kosher, not from a dam pasul. From a kiva omer, hoysel, shasa kosher, vinifzula, dama ton kibut. If it was once upon a time kosher, and then it became pasul later for whatever reason, then it still requires kibbutz. Lo haysel shasa kosher, if it never was kosher, right? V'nifsela, ein damaton kibbutz, right? Rabbi Shimon Omer, echadeh, ein damaton kibbutz. No matter what, it doesn't require. My time is Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon's reason? V'ksiv osa, it says osa, uksiv mi dama. One, to teach you what it was once upon a time kosher. The chad, the low haisel shasa kosher. Rabbi Akiva, osa is prat latruma. That's talking about rinsing out the kalim. There's no din to rinse out kalim by truma. Why not? There's no din to clean out the kalim by truma. You're going to have to do hagala. In other words, I cook truma in a pot. I want to now give that pot to Yisrael. We're going to have to kasher out the pot. We're going to learn the special kashering that was done in the Beit HaMikdash called Shtifa and Marika. Different than Hagala. It ends the same result. The result is, there's no noser problem, there's no kunchim problem, there's no problem. So the special thing by Truma, you have to do Hagala, of course. You got to get the Blia out of the pot. But the special Shtika and Marika doesn't apply by Truma. Rav Shimon, the Taimei, the Amar, Kachay Kalim ain't to Mariku Shtifa. Kachim Kal doesn't even require that. Kolshkein Truma. So Truma doesn't require it. Okay. Ready for the next Mishnah? Nitaz min hatzavar al habeged. If it goes from the neck of the animal to the beged, ein tuuna, ein ton kibus. No requirement of kibus. Why not? Because that dam is not good. Why? Because it's got to go into a kli. Did it go into a kli? It's not good. It can't be used for zvika. Therefore, it doesn't require kibbutz. Min ha-keren, if it hits the keren, min ha-yesod, or hits the yesod, ain't ton of kibbutz. It doesn't require kibbutz. Everybody remembers from Daf Lama Tess, we said over there, that it doesn't mean the dam is poured on the yesod, it means it's right to be poured on the yesod. It's already done all as right. Now why doesn't that require kibbutz? Because it's already done. You already did the zvika. The yesod is ha-ma'aki. Nishvach al-ha-ritzpah, if it fell on the floor, the asfo, and he gathered it up, again, ain ton kibbutz. The rule is, ain ton kibbutz, el adam shen is kabel v'kli v'roi laza. The only time the din of kibbutz applies, if it's into a kli, and it's roi faza. Okay? While you're walking with the kli, you bump, and it spills out, that's a different story. Tana Rabbanan, yachol nitaz min hatzavar al habeged ain ton kibbutz, I would think, what do you mean? If it falls out of the neck onto the beged, you require kibbutz. Hamad Lamar, Asha Yazeh, Lo Amarti Lecha, Elab Roy Laza. No, it has to be Roy Laza. Tanyedach, another bride says, Yachol, mitas mena keren, yisod, yitan kibbutz. I would think if it fell from the keren or the yisod, it also requires kibbutz. Talmud lomer, asher yadzeh, prat, wazeh, shekvar, huza. Excluded in this, it's already been done. And I don't need it anymore. It's already been done. I already did my avoda. Once I did my avoda, it doesn't apply. Now, mishpacha l'ritzpa, pasulamali. Why do we need this case? I already have two cases. Number one, it fell out of the neck onto the daggett. It fell from the carrot onto the daggett. It fell from the throat onto the daggett. And now another, oh, by the way, it fell on the floor onto the daggett. Also no good. It's already, it's old news. It's old news. How many times is Mishnah going to say the same thing? So Gemara says, you're right. Ma tam kamar. It's explaining the reason. Ma tam nishpach ala ritzpah v'asfo ein tom kibbutz. Why is that true? Because, lefisha ein tom kibbutz el adam shen etzkabel v'kli v'roi lahazah. The only time you have it is if it falls into a kli. At the end of the Mishnah, it's explaining the whole Mishnah. Why are all these cases true? Because the din is the same. It has to go from into a kli and has to be roi lahazah. No. Maybe it fell right, from the kli first and then it fell. Okay. Roy lahazah has to be roy fahazah. Right? So the Mishnah said has to be roy lahazah. Right? Lemute mai. What does that come to exclude? Lemute kibel pachos mikte hazai bechlizeh. Upachos mikte hazai bechlizeh. You have less than one in one cup, less than the amount in one cup, and less than the amount in another cup. Do those cups combine? The answer is no. What? They have to combine. They have to be one in one cup. How do you know? That's the Tanya. Well, Rabbi Chalasta Bar Shaul is going to say that's the din by Paraduma. Oh, he says Kidesh Pachos Bichlei Hazaya Bichlei Zeh. If you Mekadesh water, the Mechatzah water in one cup, not enough. Upicheish Bichlei Hazaya Bichlei Zeh, not enough in another cup. Lo Kidesh, it doesn't work. Iboyelahu the Dam Mahu. What's the story with Dam? What's the story with Dam? Right. It says, look at Rashi, the last wide line of Rashi. The damai, gabechatas pinimios, by an inner chatas, kibel pachas mikle hazah, you accepted less than hazah, v'chazar b'irvu, v'chazar b'irvu, then you got more. Mi have kabbalah olo. Is that a kabbalah or not? Karenora says, why did Rashi pick a mechatas pinimios? The inner chatas is the rare five inner chatas. What about regular chatas? So Rabbi, the Karenora explains, because a regular chatas, you can get away with one chatas. And we took it four, one's good enough. So one, you have one kli, one in there, but by inner chatas, all seven are ma'akim. So that's much more likely. I have a little bit in this cup, not enough for seven. I'll get another cup! Now I have two cups. Can I combine them? That's the stuff. By mechaz, you cannot combine them. What about by dam? So, hilchasihi, is it halacha l'moshe b'sinai? That what? So you need one cup for mechazas. Be'elchat alo gamrinan, and you can't learn a gzereshal. You can't learn a halacha l'moshe b'sinai. One din to another din. Well, my tefillin on black. Therefore, my lulav has to be black. What kind of business is that? It's not a halacha l'moshe. It's a pasuk. Pasuk my timer. The chiddush it says v'tabal ba'mayim. Ba'mayim with a pasuk. Ba'mayim, which means the mayim is already there at one shot. Not that you drip eight different cups. Filling up water. No, ba'mayim. What is mayim? A cup of mayim. So tashma. Let's try to bring a raya. Somebody's become Rav Elazar. Af b'dam lo kiddush. It doesn't even work by dam also. Same story. It doesn't work by mechata. It doesn't work by dam. Amar Rava. Tanya. It says v'tabal. It says that the Kohen has to dip his finger into the dam. Below the safeg, he can't pour it. Right? Badam. It says badam. Achihu dam shir tvila meikaro. There's got to be enough dam in there originally, in the cup. Min hadam, what does min hadam mean? Min hadam shiva inyan. We're going to say in a minute what that means. The dam that we're talking about is the inyan. We'll say in a minute what that means. The itrich lemichta of badam, it was necessary to say the word badam. Iksab rachmana v'taval havamina, I would have thought, afal pidaleka shir tvila meikaro. Even if it doesn't have all enough dam at one time. Ksab rachmana badam. And if it only said badam, havamina, I would have thought, I feel masafik, you can even pour it. Therefore, kaza rachmana v'tavau. Now, what does it mean, min hadam sheba inyan? What does that mean? Amarava lemu'ute shirayim sheba etzva. In other words, the Kohen sticks his finger into the cup, sprinkles. Now, what's on his finger? Dam! It all didn't go off his finger. Can he use the dam again, sprinkle a second time? The answer is no. You got to stick your finger back in. It's called shirai. Every time. One, stick your finger in. Another. Right. What if there wasn't enough? Messiah the Rebbe Lazar, the Amar Lazar, Shirayim Sheba Etta Psulim. The Shirayim is possible. Okay? Amalei Ravin Bar Rav Ada L'Rav. Amri Talmidech Amar Rav Amram. Tanina. We learned that already. Hayamade. If somebody was sprinkling. Vinitisa Haza Miyazo. And it went from his finger onto the beged. Adshelo Haza. If he didn't sprinkle yet. Torn Kibbutz. Right? You require kibbutz. Misha hadah, but if you did it already, ain't on kibbutz. You don't require kibbutz. Look at Rashi right here on the spot. Afilu nitaz, bein hazah lahazah, mishirayim sheba etzpa. Even if the dam is fell on the baguette, you could destroy it on your finger. Alma, what do you see? Shirayim sheba etzpa, ksherin. It's kosher. Di'i psulin, amaiton kibbutz. What do you see? Shirayim is fine. You just prove it's fine. How can you say it's not fine? My love. Huffy Kamar, Adjalo, now here's what I mean. Adjalo, Gamala Hazaz, if you didn't finish all the sprinkling, Ton Kibbutz. Misha Gamar, Lahazaz, once you finish, ain't Ton Kibbutz. Once you finish, you don't require Kibbutz. Why? Because you're done. Right? Because you're done. So the Gemara says, Lo, right? What do you see from here? That Shiori Dam is Kasher. Why is it Kasher? It makes you launder it. If it makes you launder, you see it's kosher. What do you see? You just said it's puzzle. Now we see it's kosher. So Gemara says, "Lo, hachi kamar." I'll finish in a second. Achelo yatsa zambi yado ton kibbut. Once, as long as the dam doesn't leave your hand, you require kibbut. Mishiyatsa hazambi yado ain't ton kibbut. Right? Why? Because what does that mean? Achelo yatsa zambi yado. Ton kibbutz. Mishiyatsa zami yado. Ain't ton kibbutz. What do you see from there? That the shiori hadam is possible. So the Gemara says, okay, you'll stop here. Eitzvi Abaya.
Right, time to stop, right?
We gotta stop. Sorry. What? Why? Oh, so it's only possible for the purposes of doing further hazab, but you can stick it back in the bowl. Oh, the Gemara didn't ask that question, and they weren't thinking, maybe you have to wipe it off every time. That's the next Gemara right here. That's what I was going to say. All right, so we almost caught up. A little behind. Tomorrow's we'll catch up. Sunday's very short. All right, we'll catch up. Everybody have a good Shabbat.